Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially we get a chance to bring our good friend Sam Norwood back on the show. Sam is a great 15-year member of our Brain Trust. He's an independent advisor to CEOs and boards of directors. He's been a CEO of a publicly traded company, an advisor to someone else who had even more of those, and we always benefit from his wisdom and his perspective and at least a couple of his gray hairs. Sam Norwood, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm happy to be back, and I appreciate you having me on your show.
You're always welcome here, Sam. Yeah. So you've got minimum wage on your mind.
Yeah.
And let's take this segment and talk a little bit about the history of the minimum wage. Tell us about it.
Well, it came as part of the New Deal in Roosevelt back in 1938 when he said, we need 25 cents an hour as your base wage and go from there. So that's when it started, and it's been raised and raised and raised.
But let's identify what the real reason was, though.
Well, it was political.
It was protectionist.
What?
It was protectionism.
Well, protectionism in a way, but it was all part of the deal. He was trying to do a lot of stuff at one time, and he just thought, well, we got to have a minimum wage.
But yeah,
You may know more about the.
Well, all I was going to point out, and I'll get to it real quickly, is it was for 10 years. The New England garment companies, textile companies, were having to compete with the Southern textile companies.
Yes.
Who weren't having to deal with unions.
Yeah.
And the Northerners were, and they couldn't compete because the Southerners weren't paying their people as much because they didn't have unions, and so it fit into, but it did fit into the progressive agenda of Roosevelt of the 30s.
Yes. Well, that gives us a good point of.
Right.
Departure to talk about what you always will count on, and that is the ones who are due to their higher cost of living,
right,
or whatever causes them to be paying more, they will be motivated to try to even out the field by getting everybody to pay as much as they do.
So and the reason why I'd like to point that out about the protectionism is, in my opinion, every increase in minimum wage, especially over the last 25 years, has not been to really help the poor. And the other one, the first one wasn't to help the poor, and the subsequent one aren't. So I still think minimum wage increases is a political thing more than it is a socioeconomic thing. But let's talk about how it's come to be.
There's no evidence that raising the minimum wage reduces poverty. I just put it that way.
That's right.
There's no evidence whatever. So in effect, a raise in the minimum wage is the government imposing on private enterprise a redistribution.
Right.
It's a forced redistribution,
right,
using private companies to do it.
By government fiat.
Yep.
Yep. And so over the years, it's gone from 25 cents up to, in the 60s, it was 95 cents, and it was $1.10, and then more recently, it's gone to, what is it, $7.25 now?
$7.25, but a lot of states have put in minimum wages that are higher than that.
Mm-hmm.
Naturally, those are the ones, like, California,
Seattle,
about $10.
Seattle's like $15, I think.
In some cities, it can be higher, so there's... But in Alabama, Mississippi, and some other states, there's no state mandated minimum wage.
Most states, they're not a state mandated.
Yep, mm-hmm. and so maybe about half. But here, along comes President Obama, who wants to put in $1.10, and then there's
increase.
Discussion about going to $10.10 an hour. And then there's a move for $15 minimum wage, and adjusted for inflation. A friend of mine who heads up the economics department at Emory University, Jeff Rosenzweig, did a check on this, and he said the highest that minimum wage has ever been was in 1960, adjusted for inflation, mm-hmm. was in 1968 when it was
$1.10.
Adjusted for inflation, it was $11.
Okay, all right, I see what you mean. But
that's
the actual,
highest it's ever been.
The actual was $1.10, though, in 68.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yep. Interesting. Very interesting. Yeah. Well, the as we go to the break here, folks, when we come back, we're gonna talk about the application of minimum wage and the impact that it has on the economy, that it has on inflation. There was a time when the raising minimum wage was inflationary, not so much anymore. And small businesses' attitudes about minimum wage have changed. And we'll report on that, too, after this break, 20 till. Right back with Sam Norwood. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.